Now, for many people, finishing a course of cancer treatments is meant to be the end of a long and frightening journey. But unfortunately for some survivors, another health challenge can quietly begin afterwards, one that many patients have never heard of. And that is the condition known as lymphedema. Now, for one breast cancer survivor, discovering that risk during her own treatment helped inspire a digital solution that can now support thousands of patients with lymphedema across Ireland. That breast cancer survivor is called Lorraine Smith, and I'm delighted to tell you that she joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Lorraine.
Hi, Deirdre. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. And listen, I'm so delighted to hear you're well and you survived breast cancer and everything has been so good for you since then. But listen, tell me a little bit about how you discovered this condition, lymphedema, because I know a lot of people have it or suffer from it. But just for those who don't know what it is, can you tell us how it came into your world?
Yeah. So in 2020, I was diagnosed with, I was really fit at the time, which was really surprising to me. I just developed a big lump on my breast. And I thought it was a cyst because it was really big. And I said, you know, this couldn't be cancer. But I said, I better get it checked out anyway. And this is at the start of COVID. So I had to, I had an assessment on the phone with the doctor. And then they sent me to St. James's Assessment Clinic. And it was very quick through the system. And before I knew it, they were telling me that I had stage three cancer, triple negative breast cancer, which is an aggressive type of cancer. And I had two tumours in my breast and I had some suspect things under my arm where your lymph nodes are. So I had chemotherapy, I had radiotherapy, I had a mastectomy. And this is all between spring of 2020 to 2021. And I never really asked about lymphedema at the time. I didn't, it wasn't really on my radar at all. But they did do a complete clearance of my lymph nodes from under my arm because there was some suspect things there as well. So I was, you know, I actually continued working all the time through the cancer because it kept me going. It kept my mind off the cancer and stuff like that, you know. So I was like going along and a woman out of the blue contacted me. She knew I'd had the cancer and she said to me, she gave me a heads up and she said, do you know about lymphedema? And I said, no. And she said, she developed it a year after her mastectomy. And I was like, right, okay, I must investigate this. So I'm the type of person who goes off and does research. And, you know, I work in the HSE, so I kind of, I'm familiar with kind of clinical stuff. So I went off and I discovered in the HSE, we have a learning tool called HSE Land.
Okay.
And on that tool, there's a course for clinicians about lymphedema. So I did the course and I was really shocked and I was like, I couldn't believe how bad it is. Like, if you, to explain what lymphedema is, you have like a lymphatic system in your body and that's like a train track and it pushes the lymph fluid around your body. You have lymph fluid going around your body all the time and this the lymph nodes push the fluid through your body. So if your lymph nodes are not, say, in your arm or your head and neck, they can be taken out in your head and neck or in your lower body. And if they've taken your lymph nodes, what can happen is the lymph fluid just builds up. And if you're not doing the exercises, it builds up and it gets really extreme. Like your arm could go three times the size of a normal arm.
Yeah, it looks really, like, looks really swollen, doesn't it? Because I actually Googled it, Lorraine, to get a visual in my head of how it looks. And it looks pretty awful.
It is really. And it's not even, it looks terrible with the swelling. You can't get clothes on or anything. And but it's also painful. But it's heartbreaking who pay for patients who think they finished cancer and then all of a sudden they're hit with this lymphedema. And, you know, like 1,500 patients a year get lymphedema and there's 20,000 patients at the moment that have lymphedema already. So, like, it's a hidden battle and it's kind of like a kick in the head to someone who's just got through all the treatment and think that everything is going really well and that they've survived this and the rest of their life is going to be great. And you see, this woman said to me, she had developed it a year after And I'd heard something about, you know, exercises and stuff, having to do exercises for, but I thought that, like, this is the exercises they gave me when I had the mastectomy, which I was told to do for 3 weeks.
Can I just jump in for a second, Lorraine, and ask you, are you only prone to lymphedema if you have certain types of cancer? Obviously, breast is one of them.
Yeah, well, it's not really the cancer, it's the lymph nodes. It's if they've removed your lymph nodes.
Okay.
So they, yeah, because the cancer sometimes goes into your lymph nodes. So if they take your lymph nodes, then you're susceptible to lymphedema. And also there's other factors that make you at risk, like if you're overweight or if you've had chemotherapy or radiotherapy. So I had a lot of the risk factors already because, like, people don't realize, like, they think a lot of people get thin with chemotherapy, but it depends on the chemotherapy you have. And they tell you, you know, you can't lose weight. And if you put on weight, it's very hard to lose it. And that's one of the factors. So it's the weight, it's the chemotherapy, it's the radiotherapy, it's the lymph nodes removed. So all of those factors come into play. And so there's different areas where you can get it. So at that stage, I was, like, really, really worried. And I looked up some exercises and I was trying to do the exercises at home. But as I said, I was still working. I worked on all my way through the cancer to keep my mind occupied. But I was on calls and I was saying to myself, how am I going to remind myself to do these exercises? And I really need to know a bit more about this. So I was working on apps. That's actually, you know, part of the job I do. So I said, you know what would be great? Like, an app for patients that had the lymph nodes removed, that they could, it could remind them to do the exercises. And, you know, it could watch their symptoms, see if they're developing, you know, any symptoms like your clothes getting tighter or your arm feeling heavy or things like that. And it'd give them information on nutrition and everything they needed to know about lymphedema. So I went off and I found Kay Morris, who's the project lead for lymphedema for the HSE for Ireland. And
okay,
we collaborated together. And between the two of us, we applied to DEEPR, Department of Public Expenditure and Reform Innovation Fund. And we got a grant. And we set about doing an app for lymphedema.
Oh, brilliant. So the app is on your phone, presumably, or on your watch. And does it go off like an alarm to remind you that you need to do your exercises?
Yeah. So the app is in the App Store, and if you want to get the app, you just type in HSE Lymph Active. It's a HSE app. It's approved. It has, like, we did all of the, you know, the data protection and everything. And it's self-sign-on. It has been working in UL, a hospital in Limerick, for over a year, and patients have been using it. But now it's gone self-sign-on. So if you'd had your lymph nodes removed in your arm and breast or your lower body or your head and neck, there's three streams. So you go onto the App Store, you type in HSE Lymph, L-Y-M-P-H, Active, and it'll come up for you. And then you self-sign on, and you can sign on for whichever stream is relevant to you. And then it gives you exercise, it gives you nutrition, it tells you everything you need to know. It sends reminders three times a day. So three times a day it will say, have you done your exercises?
And what are the exercises like, Lorraine? What kind of exercises are we talking about?
So it's like arm exercises. Well, I did the arm and breast. So it's like arm exercises. So it's like putting your hands in the air and twisting your hands around to get the lymph fluid moving. You see, that's the whole thing. It's like punching the air. It's like putting your arms up and down, you know, as if you had a weight in it, but not with weights. Like, and so it reminds you three times a day. And it's really important because it's really important to do the exercises.
Okay.
To make sure that you don't get the lymphedema.
Okay, so, and if you already have it, does it help with the symptoms?
The exercises will help you if you have lymphedema already, but there's so many patients that we came across when we were doing the prevention app. This is a prevention app.
Okay.
But we came across so many patients that we've gone to the HSE and acquired more funding to make a second stream on this for patients who already have lymphedema, because you couldn't just ignore those patients, like, it's so bad. You know, they can't be left like that. They need something. So, and the other good thing about the app is that it's being developed by patients and clinicians together. So we went around to three different hospitals and we made these videos on the app. The videos would explain and show you how to do the exercises. But the videos are actually real patients. They're people I met on my journey and they're people that like just wanted to help us out. And they're clinicians as well. So the videos were actually made in Limerick Hospital and in Mercy in Cork and in James's. So there's loads and loads of information on the app. But it's a really good tool, and it's really good. Like, I use it all the time, so I've been using it for over a year.
And I ask you as well, like, can you get lymphedema if you never had cancer? Are the two things directly linked?
Some people can get lymphedema from, I think it's called lymphedema, when you don't have your lymph nodes removed. And you can get it for various different reasons. So there is that aspect to it as well. But so, the reason why I did is because of the cancer, yeah.
So if there's anyone, Lorraine, listening to us this afternoon who maybe is going through a breast cancer journey or indeed another type of cancer involving lymph nodes, would you advise them to maybe think about starting those exercises as soon as your treatment is over and downloading the app, obviously?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think, you know, cancer takes away a lot of your control, and this gives some power back to you, I think, that you're not letting it win. Like, you know, you're not letting the lymphedema win, like, you know, because you've kind of got to the end stage where you say, like, this is where my life begins again. And, you know, to face into something like lymphedema is just terrible. So I'd advise anybody that had their lymph nodes removed to download the app.
Okay. It's free. Oh, that was my next question, Lorraine. I was going to ask you, does it cost anything?
Yeah. No, it's free.
It's free. And you invented, for want of a better word, this yourself. That's pretty incredible.
Well, I collaborated with Kay Morris, who's the lead for Lymphedema for Ireland. And we had like a company, an Irish company as well, that Zendra company, they're between Donegal and Dublin. So they developed it with us. So, yeah. But I'd had experience of developing apps before. I worked on the COVID patient monitoring app. And that's part of the reason why I didn't give up working when I had the cancer, because it was during COVID. And I was working on that app, and I just thought it was very important and something that, you know, to stay working on. And it kept my mind occupied anyway. So
I can just imagine.
That's not to say, like, I don't want people that had cancer to think, like, I'm making light of it. Cancer is terrible. Like, and the treatment is terrible. And the treatment is really, really bad. And you can have days when you feel down on the ground and it's really bad. Like, you know, so, like, don't let me give you the opinion that, like, it's really easy to just pop along through cancer and throw out a few apps. Like, it's not like, and I don't want to demean anybody else that had cancer that they think, like, you know, she's making it sound like as if it's not, because it's not. It is really difficult, you know, so, yeah.
Can I just to pivot to something else briefly, Lorraine, because I was reading up a little bit about your story, and what I loved about you when you were going through the journey is that you always made a point of putting on your wig and putting on your makeup when you were going anywhere, to look right, to give yourself that little bit of a boost. And I think that was very inspiring.
Yeah, it was actually when I was in, when I was getting the chemo, I used to always wear the wig. I used to bring my laptop with me, and I used to work during the chemo, and I'd put full makeup on and I'd wear really pretty dresses and heels, because that was like my full metal jacket. Like, I was just, this is the face I'm showing to the world, and I'm not feeling sorry for myself, and I'm just going to get out there and do it. Like,
yeah.
And that was it. Like, I just head in the air and get on with it and get it over with. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. And listen, just a final question. I presume you're getting a lot of, I know you've done other interviews on other radio stations. You're getting a lot of positive feedback from people, women in particular, who've had lymphedema after breast cancer, and they're really finding this app has been a game changer for them.
Yeah, there's really great results, and people are like so happy with it. You know, they're really, everything that they needed was on it, you know. And even like, because I work on a load of different things, and I've kind of got very involved with people who had cancer, and I got involved with Relay in Wexford, you know, Relay for Life, and spoke to the people in Relay for Life. And, you know, I think that it's really, really kind of important for those people. It kind of gives them back something, you know.
A bit of control, exactly. Well, look, you're so inspiring, Lorraine. Your story is so inspiring. And the fact that you've done something so positive for other people who'll be going through similar journeys is so admirable. We wish you all the best. I'm delighted to hear that you're doing so well now. And thank you. Thanks so much for having a chat with us this afternoon, because as I say a lot, you never know who needed to hear this information today on Radio Kerry.
Exactly. And my details are there. And if anybody wants to contact me, you can put them in touch with me, because I'll help anybody that needs it. So
fair play.
Thanks so much.
Lorraine Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Thank you.
That is cancer survivor Lorraine Smith, who has helped create a new app in conjunction with the HSC called Lymph Active, and that's spelled L-Y-M-P-H, Lymph Active, specifically for anybody out there who has lymphedema, which is a pretty awful condition to have. I've been doing a bit of research on it before speaking to Lorraine and looking at some of the photographs. And as I said in my introduction, you know, you finish your chemo and your radiotherapy and you think it's great now, all onwards and upwards. But a huge number of people, particularly if the cancer went into their lymph nodes, can find themselves with lymphedema afterwards, and it's not a pleasant condition. But this app, designed by Lorraine and her colleagues, is a game changer for people who have that condition. So thanks again to her for talking to us.